Thank you, sisters. Thank you for your Thanksgiving. Do you have a Thanksgiving Day in India? Yeah, we should start one, don't you think so? Now, some questions and the flowers. Thanks also for the flowers. Father, please explain to us the charismatic movements in the church. Sisters, this is a big subject. I have enough material for 3 volumes on the charismatic movement. As you know, the word charisma is from St. Paul. St. Paul speaks of the early Christians being gifted with charismata. That's plural. Charisma. One, charismata. Many. What is a charisma? A charisma is a special gift which the Holy Spirit gives to certain people in order to successfully engage in the apostolate. Charismata are charismatic gifts. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. You might say the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit are 7 charismata. How many of you know the 7 gifts? There are 4 for the mind and 3 for the will. Over the years, I have divided the week into 7 gifts. Sunday, the gift of wisdom. Monday, the gift of understanding. Tuesday, the gift of knowledge. Wednesday, the gift of counsel. So far, the mind. Then, Thursday, the gift of fortitude. Friday, the gift of piety. And Saturday, the gift of the fear of the Lord. The charismatic movement in the Catholic Church is a borrowing from Protestantism. And the Protestant who was behind when it became the charismatic movement was John Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y. John Wesley founded the Methodists. He had been an Anglican. But he thought the Anglicans were too preoccupied with the liturgy. They were not enough concerned with people. So he started his own religion called Methodism. John Wesley died. And then among the Methodists, there was a break. The Methodists, many felt there was not enough concentration on prayer and the spiritual life. And so the Methodists divided into two groups, the Standard Methodists and those in the Holiness Movement. And there are now, in Protestants, there are the Holiness Churches. Once more, the Holiness Churches split. They divided. And some felt that all the effort on our part is useless. We must depend on the Holy Spirit. And they became Pentecostals. And that's where it stands now. The fathers of John Wesley began as Methodists. There was a split, the Holiness Movement. There was a further split, the Pentecostals. Until the Second Vatican Council and ecumenism. Most Catholics heard about the Pentecostals, but there was no special interest. However, the Pentecostals have always been very zealous to convert people to become Pentecostals. And by now, only God knows, I think there are several million Catholics who have become Pentecostals. However, there was an agreement between the Catholics and the Protestants. The Protestants called themselves Pentecostals, and the Catholics called themselves Charismatics. Same thing, except for the difference in name. The Charismatic movement, therefore, is the Pentecostal religion among Catholics. I have been working with the Pentecostals who became Catholics since 1962. That's 35 years. And the reason was that I was then teaching at the State University in Michigan, and the Catholic chaplain was a Pentecostal. And I knew about the Pentecostals who became, well, Charismatics among Catholics, I repeat, for 35 years. Over these last, at least 35 years, as the Charismatic movement has been active among Catholics. There are three kinds of Catholic Charismatics. There are Charismatics who are becoming more and more Protestants. And you know how to distinguish a person who calls himself a Charismatic and a Catholic and the Protestant Pentecostals. On the other side, there are Charismatics who are becoming more and more Catholic. And between, there are Charismatics who are struggling, not sure what direction to go. That's part one. Part two. Who knows the name of the Belgian cardinal? The Belgian cardinal who was the great leader in the Charismatic movement. Who knows?